Coronavirus update. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The government says more than 3.8 million people filed unemployment claims last week. The AP's Sagar Magani reports the total number is more than 30 million.
It's the worst string of layoffs on record. More people that live in both the New York and Chicago metropolitan areas combined seeking jobless aid since the pandemic started forcing businesses to close. As more employers cut payrolls to save money, economists predicted this month's unemployment rate may hit 20%, the worst since the Great Depression.
Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is lower. The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, spoke last night to the head of the Food and Drug Administration about approval of a drug, remdesivir, to treat the coronavirus.
He's moving along very quickly. They have not made a final decision yet. They have not announced it. But I would project that we're going to be seeing that reasonably soon.
He was on NBC's Today Show. Tests show the drug has been effective. I'm Ed Donahue.